loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future, the loss of the enjoyment of life, no longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
The action heats up at Lexington's number one place to watch college sports, Pazzo's Pizza Pub. Catch all the action on Pazzo's Pizza Pub's 27 TVs and three giant projectors while feasting on the best hand-tossed pizza in the bluegrass. 47 beers on tap and the largest draft selection in central Kentucky. Pazzo's Pizza Pub has something for everyone. Pazzo's Pizza Pub, celebrating 17 years of pouring craft beer. Pazzo's Pizza Pub, on limestone across from campus, or find us on the web at pazzospizzapub.com.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Banks floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. A major bracket buster in the NCAA tournament as the top overall seed and defending national champ Villanova fell to Wisconsin 65-62, 11th time the last 14 years. The number one overall seed will not win a national title. The Badgers faced Florida in the Sweet 16. Gators routed Virginia 65-39. Xavier took care of Florida State 91-66. Alonzo Trier with 14. Arizona topped St. Mary's 69-60. Wildcats face Xavier next. Purdue on to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 7 years, thanks to an 80-76 victory over Iowa State. Boilermakers get the winner of today's Michigan State-Kansas game. Butler got past Middle Tennessee State 74-65. Up next for the Bulldogs, either North Carolina or Arkansas. The NCAA released a statement acknowledging the refs missed a goaltending call against Gonzaga with less than 5 minutes to go, and Northwestern having trimmed a 22-point deficit down to 5. Incensed Wildcats coach Chris Collins teed up. Bulldogs hit a pair of free throws, turned the sequence into a 4-point swing in their favor. Gonzaga won by 4. NBA. Clippers capitalized on the Cavaliers' decision to rest LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love. L.A. rolled by Cleveland 108-78. Rockets took care of the Nuggets 109-105. James Harden, league-leading 40-point triple-double of the season. Steph Curry with 28. Warriors beat the Bucks 117-92. League-best 55-14. NHL. Caps beat the Lightning 5-3. Clinched the playoff spot. Team USA onto the WBC semis with a 6-3 victory over the Dominican Republic.
Russell Westbrook is inching closer and closer to averaging a triple-double for the season. Can he pull it off? We'll ask Bomani Jones when he joins Mike and Mike Monday morning at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
Interesting day of basketball yesterday. Turned out the games weren't as great as we thought they were going to be.
No, but I didn't see Villanova getting beat by Wisconsin.
No.
And if you stayed up late, Iowa State made just a heck of a comeback. I mean, that game was over.
That was great.
Over. And they ended up, Purdue still ended up winning, but it was a real, they put on a show. Caleb Swan again in that
Darnell.
Their big guy.
Burton.
Yeah, Burton. I mean, they put on a show, both of them did.
Yeah.
And, I'll be honest, I haven't watched just a ton of Purdue basketball. But, God, Caleb Swan. Caleb Swanigan is the real deal.
He is.
I didn't know he shot threes.
I didn't either. And then when they went to him late, he just could not be stopped.
No. I mean, his body is so big.
He was Karl Towns-esque.
I just kept thinking, this guy's going to be a really good NBA player. I mean, he is really good.
He came here and played a couple games his senior year at Dunbar High School, and I went over and saw him and thought, meh. Because the first game I saw, not so much. He really didn't do a whole lot. Looked like he was trying to force things. He just was not that impressive. Second game, he was dominant. Looked great. Hitting threes. So I guess I did know that he could hit the threes.
But, I mean,
But his body has changed quite a bit.
Yeah, he's enormous.
I mean,
he is great. So,
and the reason he came to Dunbar to play is because Kentucky wanted him.
Yeah.
Gosh, imagine Kentucky with
He's good.
He is good, man.
Obviously with the Villanova upset, I just Sharpie in Duke to the Final Four. I mean, of course.
You don't give South Carolina a chance today?
I don't. No, I don't.
None?
Mm-mm.
That Frank Martin defense?
Despite the fact that, they played probably their best game in a month and some change against Marquette.
Yeah.
Because they'd been on a real...
Well, it's in Greenville, South Carolina.
I would put a little red arrow trending down on South Carolina for the last month.
There's no doubt about it.
They played well against Marquette.
Could be one of those teams that, gets hot at the right time. All of a sudden, Sweet 16, Covington Scott. They had lost, I think, like 7 of their last 11 games coming into the tournament.
And they almost pulled biggest upset.
Yeah.
Last night. I mean, what a game.
It could have been Covington Scott versus Cooper, like an all Northern Kentucky final.
When everyone in the world thought it would be Scott County versus Fern Creek or Bowling Green versus Fern Creek. Or Ballard, and that was just it, right? No one would have given either one of those two teams a chance to get to the finals.
And we have Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader, who's been covering it all week, coming on at 10:30 to talk about the championship game, which is Bowling Green and Cooper. Cooper beat Fern Creek last night.
So we'll get into that in the next hour. But I guess the big story for us today, Dan, has got to be, do you call it trash talking? I mean, the Wichita State guys were feeling themselves a little bit.
They were.
I don't know that I would call it trash talking, but I do. They're confident.
Yeah.
And they should be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they've got as good a chance as anybody to beat Kentucky. And I am not quite as confident today. Now that I've had like 24 hours to sit on it and listen to everything these guys said yesterday, I just have a feeling in my gut, man, that today is not going to go well.
Yeah, I mean, I get that feeling too, just because the team, Kentucky, just doesn't seem like it's hitting. They've won 12 in a row.
I know. It's like we are the worst fans. Like, what do you want, people? They've lost 5 games the whole season. And so those are to Kansas, to UCLA, to Florida, who looked phenomenal yesterday.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, You've got to be embarrassed to score 39 points in an NCAA tournament game, and you're a 5 seed. Today, as it stands, before the games are played, the SEC has looked much more impressive than the ACC in this tournament so yeah. far. But I don't know. There's just something about this group that hasn't connected with each other and maybe with people, with fans. I don't know.
Dominique Hawkins said it's the funnest group he's been around.
And they all seem like great kids. You know, there's no one on that team that you don't like individually.
Yeah.
And then you put them together and it's like, I'm just so nervous all the time. I don't know why that is. Like, they've shown it's more than just you.
I mean, there's plenty of people that feel like something's not right about this team, that it's just not. And Calipari he reiterates that even yesterday, he's previewing the game and says, there's gaps. We still have gaps. And if that gap shows up, then it's bam, 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 bam. You look up, what just happened? You know, we're down 10, 15. Because you could see that happening.
You can see that happening.
Here's what it is they went how many games getting down double digits? I think they went 4 games in a row. They were down 19 to Vanderbilt. They had to battle back all these games. NKU, they're up 18. Next thing you know, it's 7. That's why we feel like. But, I mean, Wichita State doesn't play in the SEC. I mean, they play. I don't even know what league they play in.
I don't know. We should, because they've been like. They've been a factor in college basketball for like the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't.
I just don't pay attention. But they're 31-4. They are the number 5. The KenPom rankings updated now again. They're number 5. Kentucky's number 4. But they talk like, we're ready. Kentucky's nothing special, one kid said.
Mm-hmm. Bam won't be getting rebounds like that today.
Yeah, this is TJ Beisner from KSTV asking Darryl Willis Jr., who is Wichita State's leading scorer and their big guy inside.
You mentioned Bam. He had 18 boards last night. Did you get to see any of that performance?
Yeah, that's going to get shut down tomorrow. A lot of teams don't box out, and that's what we do. We box out, and we play fundamental defense.
Yeah, that's going to get shut down tomorrow. I'm coming for you, Bam.
This is so rude of me. I'm not even going to say it because it was going to be so rude. Sorry. I just thought better of it.
All right. That's probably
I'll do it thing. During the break.
It's a good thing.
And
then Greg Marshall, and at their press conference, like one kid is talking about, yeah, they're a Nike Elite school.
We're trying
to get to that Nike Elite level, but he's joking. And then Greg Marshall shows up in a Nike Elite t-shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you have to kind of advance this far and have this good of a season for them to even let me wear this. So we're not Kentucky yet, but you know, we'll get there one day.
And I get that. I mean, it has worked for him for a long while to play that underdog role. But now,
that's
even
John Calipari's card, though.
It is. But, you know, after a while, when you keep getting there and keep getting there and keep winning, it's hard to do that. Although Gonzaga still seems like the biggest underdog ever, and they're a one seed again. And
I won't say Calipari plays the underdog. He plays the villain, or they all hate us.
Yes.
Everyone's against us but us. They all want to see us lose.
Kentucky against all y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen the shirts.
But Kyle Tucker from SECCountry.com tweeted out that the UK staff is aware of the things that Wichita State said. And they planned on sharing those with the team today or yesterday.
And you knew. I mean, it's inevitable. When every time these matchups happen, when there have been other great NCAA tournament matchups between two schools, inevitably you're going to get asked about it, even if there aren't some of the same players aren't even on, you know, the teams anymore, which Greg Marshall alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
But I had forgotten, like, Klee Anthony Early.
Mm.
He was so good.
What a name.
Yeah, and he was like that.
Like
whole
straight out of McCreary County. No. We went by Klee Anthony's the other day. Still got too many of them chickens in the yard.
And they are fresher than hiccups, boy. I'll tell you what.
I had a hen catching contest. Well, clean these boys quick now. Drinks 4-year-old Jim Beam. Or not 4-year-old, 4-star.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But that was a team, two teams full of NBA players that went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And of course the narrative becomes, well, Kentucky shouldn't have been an 8th seed. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you have that when Greg Marshall was talking about seeding and how Cal needs to not go back on his word about it.
No, I didn't see that part.
Right. So and so the narrative becomes, you know, Kentucky shouldn't have been an 8th seed that year that Wichita State was a 1. And now
reverse.
This year, Wichita State shouldn't be a 10 seed. Mm-hmm. So Greg Marshall was asked about that, and he said, well, I thought when the brackets came out, Cal said they were perfect. He saw nothing wrong with them. So now he can't go back on that now.
And then Greg Marshall, what's the reason for him to show them the 2014 game? Because he said he showed his players the 2014 game. So I didn't see his reasoning on that. Just to show that this is what they did to us.
Yeah, gotta be.
And that this is your school. Your school could have been undefeated, but Kentucky ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get them!
Yeah, no, but put yourself in his shoes. Don't you do that same thing?
Yeah, I mean, you're using everything you've got, but they are coming in confident. They're coming in feeling like, but they're a good team, 31-4. Kentucky's a good team too, right?
Yeah.
And Calipari brings up the point that this could be one of those super competitive games. If they're not backing down, they'll have all the energy. So we should too. That Kentucky will play to its level of competition. That this will bring out the best in them. So will they go toe-to-toe like they did in 2014? Or will this be Kentucky versus Vandy and versus everybody else for that stretch? And they get down 15 points and go, okay, this is our season now, guys. Let's go. And then it's too late.
And see, I guess part of it for me and maybe some other fans is I hear the we play to the level of our competition thing. But you go back to early in the season and we were blowing out everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing out everybody, be it Michigan State by 22, be it whoever, Southwest, blah, 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 cupcake school.
Yeah, well, even Ole Miss and Texas A&M to start SEC play.
We're blowing out teams left and right. It wasn't we didn't get up for this team, so that's why we only won by 7, or why we were up 20 and then they cut the lead back down to 6. That wasn't happening early on. So I don't know what changed, and I do understand this team had to evolve and learn to play a different way because other schools, like, you know, here's the blueprint to stop them. Just don't have anyone on the free throw line. Don't let them get in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And boom. So they had to learn how to play differently. But I don't think playing differently is getting up 15 and then completely letting your guard down, which is what they do, I feel like, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like while Wichita State Greg Marshall may be throwing all this stuff on his kids that they weren't actually a part of, but to kind of fuel them, I don't know that Kentucky seems fueled by that anger or vengeance or like step on your throats and we got to move on to the next round or it's over with kind of thing.
And they didn't react to Wichita State whatsoever. It was like, I don't know what a shocker is. Don't care. We're worried about us. We know how we need to play. We're worried about us. We're not worried about Wichita State. We're worried about us. Wichita State's like, Monk's going to have a hard time.
Yeah.
We're going to throw all kinds of stuff at him. You know, we play fundamental defense. We rebound. We're great. You just wait. Just wait till you see what we're going to do to Kentucky. It's going to be so hard for them.
And listen, they are a very well-coached team. They have good players.
They don't have NBA recruits. You know, they don't. That was their thing again.
Yeah,
was like, yeah, we don't have the 5-star recruits. We don't have.
That's
the big
not why
names.
You come here.
Yeah,
You just come here for an opportunity to play in some good games.
By the time you're a senior, you're a really good ball player. The whole thing, they're anti-Kentucky. And they're playing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky is the villain of villains in this one. So I don't know how it's going to go.
Because Kentucky can win this game.
Well, of course they can. Yeah. Monk could come out of his funk and go for 47. Not unheard of.
No. I don't even need 47 from you, bruh.
Could be 37.
Give me 20.
If Monk
gives 32? You 20 to 25 points, it's hard to see Wichita State beating us, I think.
Well, as long as Fox goes okay and Bam goes okay, and yeah. But, when Monk scored 47, because nobody else was doing anything. When he scored 37 against Georgia, because he had to. Fox wasn't even playing that game.
But fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. If that's what it takes. Yeah. Like we had a caller said yesterday, if we win the next five games by 1 point, I'm going to be pretty happy.
Yeah. All right. If you want to get in here and talk about it, 381-1313 is the number to call. We'll continue to preview UK, Wichita State. UK women play today. We'll talk Sweet 16 basketball and more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-981-1229. That's 800-981-1229. Call now at 800-981-1229 to get a free brochure. 800-981-1229.
Hi, I'm Melissa Kelmes.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Beth.
We are owners of Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio at 301 East Vine Street. Allow us to help you condition your body and mind through Fletcher Pilates and Aerial Yoga.
We can help correct your posture, invigorate your mind, and elevate your spirit.
Visit mindoverbodystudio.com to schedule your Fletcher Pilates and Aerial Yoga experience.
Heal your mind and change your body at Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner operators are the doctors. The CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks Floor Covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
How about the UK baseball team?
I know. When I saw that they had won again last night in Aggieland. But they've got to be in the conversation for a top 25 spot at this point.
They are crushing it. Crushing it. I think they will be in the top 25 when the new polls come out. There's like 10 of them. There's collegiate baseball. Yeah. There's Baseball America.
Yeah.
There's so many. You don't know which one, but I'm telling you, Kentucky's going to be in one of them because Texas A&M is ranked number
22. I saw
22. So 7-6 was the final yesterday. If you missed what happened on Friday, Sean Jelly threw a complete game shutout, and just unhittable apparently. And then yesterday, 7-6, taking the series.
Yeah.
I mean, they could not ask for a better start with Min Joan.
No.
You know? Just couldn't ask for a better start.
And baseball is one of those things is once you get it, if you can get it rolling in the right direction.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great start.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long,
it is
long season. And this is just the first.
But you do build up momentum, you know?
Yeah. So. They haven't lost at home yet either, by the way, as the UK baseball team. They'll be coming back home. Let's see. Let me pull up their schedule here. They have WKU in Bowling Green. Okay, next weekend is Ole Miss.
Okay.
So the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, Ole Miss is in town. Hopefully the weather's nice. And then Vanderbilt comes in the weekend after that. So a couple of big series coming up for them.
All right, back to this. Did you spend all day on your couch yesterday? Did you watch all these games? Or
No.
Okay. And you didn't, you know, not all the games were as good as maybe.
Still, I would have been fine.
Yeah, of course.
Watching bad basketball as opposed to no basketball.
Right.
Like, I paid attention throughout the day here and there, but I think it got started with, I don't know, we went to lunch somewhere and then running around after that, and then I wound up just stabbing myself with a knife in the head by buying a grill that was unassembled.
Oh, my God. Who does that?
Idiots like me who are married and let their wives talk them into stuff.
But you couldn't talk her into the guy at Lowe's or wherever you got it from putting it together?
Where we got it, and I'm not going to rat him out, but they just didn't have it together that way. You know what I mean? They weren't. There was nobody there capable of putting it together. They weren't going to put it together. I'm sure I would have gotten dumb looks.
Is it put together?
No.
Okay.
It's on step 10 of 26 in the directions.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oof.
You have no idea, Mary Jo.
I don't
At know. One point, I tore my shirt off, threw it against the wall, and walked outside and screamed. My wife said, "Boys, go upstairs." That's how that went.
In the front yard or backyard?
I was in the backyard. I didn't go out front. I wasn't going to expose the rest of the neighborhood. Just the backyard, folks. My grill has had a great run. It's been a nice grill. I've enjoyed it, but...
And you grill frequently, don't you? Like, you grill a lot.
When I can. Try to. Try to do it once a week.
It just tastes better. It's just better.
Yeah, it is. So... My grill is now rusted out to the point where it's just not happening. It's done. Like, the grates are dipped down low to where it's not even anymore. Like, one half is lower than the other. So, had to get a new one. Got it. Happy with the deal. Happy with the purchase of the grill. But, I mean, I've even got, Mary, I've got here. Here's the screws that I brought with me because when the show is over, I'm going in search of screws that are slightly smaller than the ones provided. Because the ones provided don't fit into the holes! Twenty-four times they don't fit into the holes.
Then at that point, it's not you assembling it incorrectly. Like, now you've just been screwed.
It is not my fault, yeah.
You've been screwed!
Yes.
That's when when a good producer comes in real handy.
Yeah. We don't know one. Yeah, I got screwed royally because these things, they just don't fit. So it's not my fault. It's not incompetence. It's not. It's just easy, simple steps of screwing a screw into this hole, that hole, the next one. Those are easy. They're just screws. But when they don't work over and over again and you continue to try to find solutions each time, be it a hammer drill, which is very powerful and strips screws very easily. Now I'm running low on the screws that they provided that don't work, so it really doesn't matter. And so I got to a certain point 3 hours in and was like, well, I've just got to stop or I'm going to make myself sick. I'm so mad.
So when you go into fly into a murderous rage because of this, we can say they didn't fit. You must have quit.
Oh, need a civil suit against Broil King. I mean, these guys, do you not test this stuff out at all? Like, just one or two? Just give it a shot and see?
Well, I know these have to be screwed together. Well, here's a bag of screws. Throw that in there. Let's just see.
I'm talking simple stuff. Very simple things of screwing things together. That is not hard. I mean, I could have done some of it without, you don't even need two people. I could do most of it myself. But if the screws don't go in,
there's nothing you can do.
Well, you can scream and make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, well, aside from that, there's not much else you can do.
You can provide an excellent example for your children to follow when they grow up and assemble things. I'm telling you, nothing makes me more angry. I'm trying to remember the last thing that made me as angry as I was yesterday at that grill. I was done grilling. I was ready to give it up for life. Yeah. I just won't grill. I'll use the oven. We'll just use the oven from now on. So that thing's still sitting there with 20 steps left to go to put the rest of it together. And you got the UK women playing at noon, followed by UK men at 2:40. So now you're at, 4:40, 5 o'clock?
And then it's Michigan State, Kansas.
It's more basketball, and it's Sunday, so you got to prepare for the week. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I don't think you're getting to the grill today, man. I really don't.
I wanted to grill today.
Oh.
This evening.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
I know. All right, let's get to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, Dave, we're good.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Mary Jo, I'm sorry. I said morning, guys. To me, you're kind of one of the guys.
That's okay.
She's one of the guys.
I've always been.
Yeah.
Listen, I kind of just wanted to jump on a point you guys were making about the UK basketball team. And, you know, I mean, I think there's no question about how talented they are. But if you watch the Villanova game yesterday, mm-hmm. and you knew just by watching the game that game meant so much to both of those teams. That, and then after the game, Villanova, I mean, the kids are crying and so much emotion pouring out of them. I just don't know that much, that the games really mean that much to the UK kids. And that's what I question about the team.
And I think that's been a question, Dave, that people have had mm-hmm. going back to, you know, at Florida when Malik Monk was smiling on the bench and, mm-hmm. well, he doesn't care. And then, it's just, there's been this, like, lingering feeling of that, I think. During the SEC tournament, I felt like I saw it come, though, where De'Aaron Fox was as fired up as he could be every time he, you know, drove the lane and got fouled, and Malik was, you know, so excited. I'm sitting on the bench doing, you know, flipping out. Yeah. I thought that they had maybe turned a corner with that, but then you didn't see it last night or two nights ago.
And, you know, also I think that, you know, to me, you know, I've been a high school coach my whole life, and a lot of that, I don't think you really blame the kids or you blame the coach. It's just part of that 4-year buy-in process.
Yeah.
That just didn't, it's not part of the program.
Well, I think it still could happen in 1 year if you go back to Eric Bledsoe, John Wall, and DeMarcus Cousins. Those guys are lifelong friends. They refer to themselves as three amigos. And when they lost that game to West Virginia, They were absolutely devastated, heartbroken. I mean, think about DeMarcus Cousins in there just broken down in tears. They were all that way. They had just became so close.
Yeah.
This team, I don't get that feeling. I wouldn't say that they're not close, but just not as close as those guys were. I'm sure they get along fine, but I don't know that like Fox, Monk, and Bam are going to be the three best friends there ever have been and will be that way, you know, 10 years down the road.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the point I was going to make. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me in the least, you know, if in fact they lost today or whenever they lose, if, you know, they just walk off the court and say, okay, well, time for the next step in life.
Yeah. I can see it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. And I don't, and I'm not saying, I don't think you're saying it in a totally negative way. Like, it's maybe that's just how, you know, they are built. Now, one of the things you do suffer from when you have as much turnover as Kentucky has is it ain't that long ago that we were in this huge battle with Wichita State and we ended their undefeated season and absolutely no one, you know, a significant player on this team, like, had any part of that.
Right. And you're right. I'm not trying to be negative. I don't want to beat a dead horse or anything like that. But the biggest thing in that game, like I said yesterday, Villanova, and I'm trying to think of who they played.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin. I mean, you could just tell. I mean, it was just passion for the game and passion and caring for each other was just dripping off those kids.
Yeah, well,
way with Northwestern and Gonzaga, I felt
Yeah, you're right.
And then the Virginia-Florida game, which was just an absolute destruction from start to finish. That London Perantis kid's been at Virginia forever. That was his last game. And for the last 5 minutes, they kept showing him on the bench crying.
Yeah.
Well, and see, this is, you look at NKU. This is part of what people still, I don't know, fight with about Calipari. Yeah, Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, Bam Adebayo, they're outstanding talents. Who wouldn't want those players?
Right.
But what if you had LaVon Holland II as your point guard instead of De'Aaron Fox? Mm-hmm. What if you had Carson Williams and Drew McDonald in the front court instead of Bam? But you had Monk. You did have Monk. I mean, would you rather have that because those guys are Kentucky kids and they're clearly able to play at the NCAA level?
But no, Dan, because they didn't beat Kentucky.
They didn't beat Kentucky, no.
So you still have the better players that won the game.
You do, but if you mix it in a little bit more. Right now, you have Dominique Hawkins and
Derek
Willis.
Yeah, we got two Kentucky boys that are mixed in right now that are seniors.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that. Then you got to think about, okay, the recruiting process. You know, Calipari goes to some kid's house that's a stud in Kentucky and say, hey, man, I want you to come to school for me, but, you know, you might never play, but you're going to be on the bench for 4 years, and you're going to mean a lot to my program.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's a tough one.
I mean, Dominique Hawkins should have been playing this much after his freshman year when he, you know, did so well in the tournament against Nick Stauskas from Michigan and shut him down.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't really believe that Kentucky would be better off without Bam and without Fox and instead had LaVon Hall and Carson Williams. I'm just playing a little devil's advocate
I get what you're saying. And I think, I think we all feel a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Right.
There would be more care. Like Dominique, he cares. He will be crushed when this is over.
Yeah. I just hope it's not over today.
No kidding.
Let's not have it be over today. Thank you, Dave. We got to get to a break. Joe, hang on. We will get to you after we take this break.
On the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit ForThePeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
Now, so it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Do you love advertising sales but want something more exciting with more income growth? LM Communications with six great radio stations may be the fit for you. We are looking for the right person that can call on local businesses and help them grow with marketing campaigns and promotions from LM radio stations. If you have at least 1 or 2 years of media sales experience with a proven track record of results, then we can offer you an exciting, fast-paced work environment with uncapped income potential. LM Communications, winner of the 2014 Small Business of the Year Award, is looking for a proven media sales professional. Send your resumes to dtrail@lmcomm.com or call Dawn at 859-233-1515. That's 859-233-1515 and ask for Dawn. It's time you take your media sales experience to the next level and get involved with the only locally owned and operated radio group in Lexington, LM Communications. LM Communications Radio Group is an equal opportunity employer.
No matter what the season, make sure you and your car are prepared. Catch Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday for tips and facts on how to keep your car running smooth. Car Talk with Trevor from Jack Kane Ford's Quick Lane every Tuesday and Thursday on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Grill update!
I mean, so just last segment, I bring up the grill thing. You asked me if I spent 12 hours on the couch watching basketball. I said, no, I fought a grill all day. And so last night when I was done, I tweeted, congrats, Broil King. You won round one. The screws you provided are too big for the holes. And so many expletives, I said. So just 2 minutes ago, yeah. Broil King tweets at me and says, hi, can you please send us a DM about this? Thanks.
So now do you have to follow Broil King to DM them?
They followed me.
Oh, okay.
So now
you're gonna hit him in the DMs.
Yep, gonna slide in the DMs about their screws being too big. I wonder what are they gonna do? What are they gonna tell me? What's their solution gonna be? Look, hey, we've got some other screws. We'll mail them to you.
Yeah,
I don't want to grill tonight.
They'll be there in 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, I want to grill this evening. The weather, it's blue skies right now. Yep. We're supposed to get into the 50s. I want to be eating brats at 5:30. Yeah. Joe, good morning, my man.
Good morning. You know what I've told you all. Y'all keep making me hold on during breaks. One of these days, I'm going to have a heart attack and die. And you're all going to say, Joe?
Okay. Well, Joe wasn't there. We must have lost him during the break.
Anyway, Dan, something my dad taught me when I was a wee little lad sitting on his neck. When it comes to putting together like a grill or something like that, if you don't succeed once, use force.
Oh, Joe, let me tell you.
I feel like force was exerted, right?
I actually grabbed a hammer and tried to hammer a screw in.
Well, all I want to know is, can I have the leftover pieces?
Can you have the leftover
pieces? You know you're going to have 6 or 7, you know, maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah.
You
no
might
doubt.
As well just mail them to me. You know, I'll use them for something. But anyways, you know, I was a little disconcerted about, you know, the way these Wichita players were talking. I mean, you can't, you know, the old saying, you can't let your alligator mouth override your hummingbird, you know what.
You know? Yeah, they were poking the bear, weren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know how Kentucky's players are going to take it, but, you know, we'll just have to watch and see. And I saw where Eddie Lacy signed with Seattle, and that Green Bay, as of Friday, was talking to some jabroni who used to play for Minnesota. I don't know if they're going to sign him or not. I doubt it.
Who?
I don't know if they want the bag.
Adrian?
Yeah.
And they're recruiting him to, Cordarrelle Patterson's recruiting him out to Oakland now because the Vikings got Latavius Murray.
I don't think Green Bay wants to open up the money for him, though, even for just one season. They was, from what I understand, they was talking one season, he was wanting at least two. And I don't think Green Bay's wanting enough two seasons of money for him to, you know, maybe have him sit on a bench for a whole season.
Well, I mean, Joe, it's a lot, right? Because he's definitely at the tail end of his career, but he's done enough where he commands. I mean, you can't pay Mike Glennon $15 million and not Adrian Peterson that.
Yeah. You have to look. Green Bay's not your typical animal. You know, they're city owned. They don't have millionaires sitting back there shoving money at players. They've got to really watch their money. That's the reason they very rarely, when they traded, I forgot his name, and got that guy from Kansas City last year, that was their first trade in like 8 years.
Yeah.
They had done it all from the draft.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do trades. They stay away from big money. They, you know, try to bring their talent along. That's the reason they're having so much problems with their deep backs, you know, that last year, rookies and second-year guys, and they just couldn't keep up. But here I'm talking football. What the heck is wrong with me?
I know.
CAA's on today. But, hey.
I tuned out. You said Packers and Vikings and all that, I just stopped listening. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, NKU, you know, them players, all them boys from Kentucky, really impressed the heck out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Those guys got out there and screamed. These are homegrown boys, most of them, and they fought tooth and nail. And that big old center they got, he didn't give up anything if he couldn't move around. And I was really impressed with them guys. And, I almost hate to see them in the NC, you know, big leagues, as they call it, because if they'd stayed in smaller schools, they'd probably just be kicking butt all over town, you know. But I was really impressed, but I'm going to watch the game today. And sorry I hadn't called y'all in a couple of weeks, but got the flu and it turned into pneumonia, and I was a sick puppy there for about 3 weeks.
So. Oh, my gosh. Did you have to go to the hospital, Joe?
Yeah, they had to give me fluids and stuff. I lost like 15 pounds in 2 weeks.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I look better, though. My pants are falling off. That's one good thing.
Oh, well, Godspeed. We didn't know.
I'm actually back to cooking today after about a month.
There you go.
Don't rub it in Dan's face if you plan on grilling.
No, not today. I'm just going to do something simple, you know, good old meatloaf with potatoes, carrots, onions, you know, things like that. I'm going to grill next week because there's a sale on some porterhouses tomorrow I'm going to go get. And next week, I'm going to call and see if Dan's got his grill together. If not, I'm going to stand outside and let him hear them steaks at the grill. Hey, y'all have a great day. Always enjoy talking to you.
Same to you, Joe. Glad you're feeling better. Boy, there's almost nothing better, honestly, than a meatloaf.
A meatloaf?
I love meatloaf. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Pretty good.
It is really good.
Yeah. I enjoy a good meatloaf myself.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want the breadcrumbs in there or no? Do you want in there?
I put breadcrumbs in there. Breadcrumbs. I make it simple, right? Just onions, breadcrumbs, a little bit of milk. Nope.
No celery.
A little bit of milk, some eggs, the ground beef, pork whole thing, and then a ton of ketchup.
I can't do the whole lot of ketchup.
Oh, God, I love ketchup on meatloaf. Oh, God.
Well, I hate ketchup in the first place.
Really?
Yeah, I just cannot stand it.
Do you dip fries in anything?
No. Unless there's
like a special sauce?
Yeah, if there's a sauce hanging around that comes with whatever else I've got. Like, if there's some blue cheese, I might throw a fry in there. If there's some queso or something, I'll hit that up. That's not like I'm not...
You're not seeking it out.
No, I normally eat fries without anything on them. I don't really like them too salty either. But for the meatloaf, there has to be like a variation on the ketchup. It can't just be straight ketchup. It has to be like tomato sauce and then maybe some ketchup in there. But it can't just be straight ketchup.
Ketchup for me. Ketchup, cuz.
It has to be more of a ketchup-based sauce, I guess, maybe. Like a Sloppy Joe.
Okay.
You know, then I can handle it. But
agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, I mean, gosh, my wife puts ketchup on everything. She loves it. I can't stand the smell of it. It's the vinegar. I hate vinegar. And there's vinegar and ketchup, and that's all I smell. I just smell vinegar.
So, I love vinegar.
Oh!
Yeah, love it.
She got these chips. I guess they say on there that they're the number one like flavor in Canada, and they're called fully dressed barbecue or something. They're like barbecue chips, but they got that vinegar in them.
Mm.
She goes, here, try one. Knowing that I hate vinegar. And immediately I'm like, there's vinegar in this, isn't it? She's like, yep. Yeah, I hate them.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up at 10:30, we're going to talk Sweet 16 with Lexington Herald leaders Josh Moore and continue to talk about this Wichita State-Kentucky matchup. Give us a call, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Looking for great food with a range of unique flavors? There's only one place to go, Schlotzky's. We know this time of year can be a little blah. While most places boast frozen fried fish sandwiches, Schlotzky's is a lot more bold and a lot less fried. Whether you go inside or order at the drive-thru, Schlotzky's is the only place you'll find a variety of items for any diet. Right now, Schlotzky's is offering the Shrimp Original and Tuna Original for a limited time only. These seafood originals are just like the original original, but with seafood instead of meat. And they're just as filling. But these are only here for a limited time, so come and catch them while you can. There's one place you can go right now and keep everyone happy this time of year. Schlotzky's. With sandwiches like the Schlotzky Original, a turkey and guac, or the Shrimp Original and Tuna Original for a limited time only, Schlotzky's. 1/4 mile south of the Fayette Mall. Schlotzky's. More options, less blah. Only at Schlotzky's.
Sweet! Madness is here. We're passing the savings on to you. That's right.
Brucey's got the largest selection of certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs.
And we're ready to make you a deal. No credit, bad credit, no problem. We'll get you financed or pay you a diesel just for trying.
At Courtesy, we make car buying fun, relaxed, and hassle-free.
It's the Go Big Blue Sale, where we're selling them
so long. Visit us on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall or at CourtesyOnWheels.com. And that's what we like to call...
Sweet!
Doesn't matter where you're going. The new Acura MDX with available super-handling all-wheel drive follows your instincts. Handling tight turns and open roads with 3 intuitive drive modes. While standard safety-minded Acura Watch Advanced Driver Assist keeps an extra eye on the road. Test drive the MDX at your local dealer today. Acura, precision-crafted performance.
Lease a 2017 Acura MDX as low as $439 a month at Courtesy Acura or CourtesyAcura.com.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
See, there's Josh coming through.
Yep. Survive in advance. I'm wanting that, and I've lobbied for this last year. I don't, never happened, but, you know, Sean Jelly, the pitcher for UK, they all have music, you know, like he would come out of the bullpen, so they play music, and all the batters have music, and
I think I see where this is going.
Yeah, well, you just played Survivor, so I don't think you're ready for that Jelly. My body's too bootylicious for you, babe. I just don't think they're going to play that when he goes out. I don't think that's his jam. I think it would be great.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this Jelly. Just put
that
on
repeat. They only have to do that part.
Yeah.
They don't have to do the bootylicious part.
No, you don't have to do that. Just put that on repeat. I don't think you're ready. And like every time he strikes somebody out, I don't think you're ready for this Jelly.
That's awesome. Yeah. How do they not do that?
I don't know. They should. Too bad all of them that make those decisions are in College Station right now not listening to this show.
Although they could be on the app.
Yes. WLXG.com. Also, iTunes, Google Play. Just type in WLXG, the app. You download that thing. And I say it every time. It's the best app because all you do is tap it, and it starts playing whatever's on our air.
And by the way, so take that with you today while you're while you're putting together the grill, because as soon as we are done, it goes right into NCAA tournament coverage, and that lasts all day. So if you're out and about, or you're, you know, working on a grill outside or what have you, can't be around a TV, my goodness, just pull up the app and start listening to the games.
Yeah. Somebody else hating on Kentucky. TJ Beisner tweeting out that John Rothstein, you know, the CBS Sports guy, says if Wichita State doesn't inspire you, then you aren't American.
What?
And he picks Kentucky to lose.
Inspire you to do what?
I don't know. Not move to Kansas? Like, Kansas has to be one of, I mean, Kansas, Nebraska. You just don't want to live out there, do you?
So Willie Cauley-Stein said, it is retweeting a tweet from...
Julius Randle?
No. Okay. So it says, Wichita State player says Kentucky is, quote, nothing special.
Yeah.
So Willie Cauley-Stein retweets that and says, all smooth until that bell rings.
That's right.
And then Julius Randle retweeted that and says, they said that our year too, right? LOL. LOL. I just noticed that. I see that now that was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I just now saw it.
Oh, it's still good. It's still worth mentioning.
Yeah, it's still nice. So Xavier Rolls yesterday. I just want to get caught up on yesterday's games before we have to take a break.
Xavier was impressive.
Xavier was very impressive because I thought Florida State was very impressive in the game before.
Not a good look for the ACC yesterday.
No. Virginia can't score 40 points, and I know they're, you know, offensively offensive.
It was 40-17 at one point. Florida led that game. So Florida
looked great.
Yeah. Their defense was what was better than, you know, Virginia, who's lauded for their defense.
And we'll see today, Arkansas and South Carolina, you know, the other SEC teams, they've both got tough roads.
They do.
South Carolina will take on Duke, and Arkansas will take on North Carolina. So this, you know, I don't foresee either one of those teams moving on today.
South Carolina over Duke, nope.
No, I don't see
Arkansas
that.
Over North Carolina, nope.
No, I don't see it.
I don't either. I give South Carolina a better chance just because of that defense they play. But how about Northwestern and Gonzaga? Northwestern comes back from 19 down.
Mm-hmm.
They are storming back. They've got it close.
There is a clear hand through the rim.
Yeah.
On a block shot.
Hand is all the way through the rim. Chris Collins comes out onto the floor.
Doug Collins almost did too, to be fair.
Right. Out onto the floor and gets teed up. But you can't come all the way out onto the floor and be right in the ref's face while the game's still going on because they had it live ball. I mean, I get his frustration. And afterward he said, I'm reacting like any other human would react. Well, yeah, but you can't that way because you're responsible for your team and you can't take what would have been a 2 or 3 point game right there had it been goaltending and turn it back into
an 8 point game because you give them free throws and the ball.
Yeah, can't do that. I feel like Gonzaga is no longer America's darling. Like, it used to be America's team. Remember that? I feel like people are tired of Gonzaga.
Yeah, no, they are. I am.
Yeah.
What if, now I know no one, you know, remembers, no one on these teams remember the 2014 matchup with Wichita State, but what if, do you not think Kentucky may be destined to another Final Four showdown with Wisconsin?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
In the same year of Wichita State,
Like, deja vu all over again. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
All right, the Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, no. I have to move? I'm dreading this. Please, someone help me.
Someone can help you. Two Men in a Truck have been serving the Lexington community since 1996, and they've earned a 99% customer referral rating. They offer full-service moving, including packing and unpacking, and all their staff members are trained professionals. Two Men in a Truck can move your home or office within the Lexington and surrounding counties, or even state to state. Two Men in a Truck offers all the supplies you need, as well as storage capability if your new home or office is not quite ready. So don't dread your next move. Call Two Men in a Truck at 859-554-4616 and get the stress-free move you need. Call 859-554-4616 or visit their website at twomeninatruck.com. Two Men in a Truck have a 99% referral rating because their mission is to exceed your move expectations. So call them for a free quote. 859-554-4616.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day. But you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Eight matchups in the NCAA tournament today as the Big Dance finalizes its Sweet 16. The first tips off in a little more than 2 hours from now, Louisville, Michigan. Wolverines, one of the hottest teams left in the Big Dance. All they've done since that scary incident involving the team plane is win. ESPN's Seth Greenberg.
You know, I really like this Michigan team. Think about this in their six-game win streak. They're shooting 42% from the three-point line, averaging almost 11 threes a game. They spread you out, they shoot the three, and they improve defensively. They're a team that could upset Louisville.
Our Seth Greenberg, North Carolina coach Roy Williams, hopeful point guard Joel Berry II can play against Arkansas. Despite an ankle injury, Berry has said he expects to play. The NCAA released a statement that the refs missed a goaltending call against Gonzaga with less than 5 minutes to go, and Northwestern having trimmed a 22-point deficit down to five. Incensed Wildcats coach Chris Collins teed up. Bulldogs hit a pair of free throws, turned the sequence into a four-point swing in their favor, wound up winning by four. Former UCLA and St. John's coach Steve Lavin, a candidate for the Washington vacancy. NBA Cavaliers GM David Griffin told ESPN's Ramona Shelburne the way the team's schedule played out led to the decision to rest LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love last night. Griffin noted Irving and Love have been battling injuries, needed the time off, and it didn't make sense to tax LeBron into playing a game without a supporting cast. Griffin added he heard from the league after the lineup for the nationally televised game was announced and said they were not happy. Joey Logano, the pole sitter for today's NASCAR race in Arizona.
Number 8 Wisconsin upset the top-seeded defending champs Villanova to move on to their fourth straight Sweet 16. What top seed will fall next? Get the latest from the madness on Mike and Mike Monday, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich, is Ed speaking?
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What do we do?
Leave it to me, sir. Hello, boss.
Hello.
Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later. Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know...
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you...
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fresh. Freaky fast.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Did you read Kyle Tucker's story on Brad Calipari and John Calipari?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah. That was good. Nice work, Kyle.
I read it out loud to John yesterday while we were driving back and forth between a friend's house. Because it is. It's the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part was Bam's quote. Where he had asked, where Bam was telling the story of during practice one time. They were doing a lunge drill and Cal said, listen, everyone in here is athletic enough to do this except Brad.
Would you know he gets that stuff all the time? Like his dad singles him out and gives him a hard time. But the one where Calipari says, yeah, we were on the road at Alabama. I'm up in my room just feeling kind of awful. I'm by myself. And I'm like, Brad, come on up here. Like, you really want, why?
Yeah.
Because I'm alone up here. Come up here. Keep me company.
Brad's
you're my
like,
son.
I'm hanging with my friends. Jeez,
I'm with
Dad.
My friends, Dad. We're playing NBA 2K. Let me be. Do I have to?
It was great. But
do you want to go to the NBA All-Star Game or not? Get up here.
I know. We're going to be flying on a private jet with Drake.
Yeah.
Now shut your mouth, kid.
Shut your mouth. Get up here and keep me company.
But what you can tell, okay, every time that he's asked about it, that he talks about it, Cal gets a different look on his face.
Yeah.
A glow or something, you know.
Yeah.
Of just how much this means to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that. What was funny, and you have if you follow them on Twitter, Megan and Aaron, the two older daughters, they will fight anyone who wants to say stuff about Brad, but they are the meanest to him, which is that's like when you know that you're close siblings.
Yeah.
Because that's how you act when you're when you love your brother or sister so much, like, you will just destroy them.
Right.
Even publicly. They do it publicly. They will tweet nasty things about Brad.
But don't you say something.
Don't you say something.
I'm trying to teach my sons that. I would have never thought this, but I guess they're together so much one of them will take sides against the other one with other kids and kind of gang up on him. And I don't know if that is like sibling survival mode or something, you know, where you're just like going against your twin,
mm-hmm.
siding with someone else. You know, I don't know what that is, but I'm telling him, look, guys, you got to understand that family's forever. Those friends are going to come and go.
You will always have each other.
In the end, you're always going to have each other. You've got to have each other's back. If anything, the two of you should never be bullied because there's two of you at all times.
Yeah.
Have your brother's back. Hopefully they get that when they get older. Oh, boy. But, yes, the Calipari's, that's the way it is.
And, again, I go back to, I've only listened to, I think, two or three of the Cal podcasts, right? I haven't listened to the late ones with John Wall or Carl Anthony Towns. He did Larry Fitzgerald, Ben Roethlisberger, Mark Cuban. Like, I didn't listen to any of those. Although I did read that it's a possibility that Donald Trump's going to do one of them.
Yes. That was the New York Times article that came out this week profiling Calipari.
That would be insane.
It would be insane.
But I did listen.
Because Calipari is not pro-Trump.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah, he hasn't come out and said who he voted
for.
Nor would he.
No. But I think, you know.
He's had his hand slapped a little bit about his political. It's clear that he is a Democrat.
Yeah.
And anything he says is so scrutinized. So he tries to stay apolitical publicly, which is what you have to.
You have to.
And in a Republican state. Yeah.
So. But the one I did listen to and love was the just them all sitting together talking about like it was Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just all the Calipari's together. And it was hilarious. And I think you kind of envision, at least I do, if your dad is Coach Cal or Coach K or anyone in that situation where you feel like you are so consumed with that job.
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of get this thought in your head that he's not around.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's not, you know, I'm sure he's away more than most, you know, normal families, you know, would be. But they have story after story after story of him and them, you know, at home doing crazy normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they make fun of him like crazy. And you would have to see how that would be like a really good release for him because he's so in charge of everything with his hands on everything in his job.
Yeah.
And then he goes home and he gets knocked down a couple pegs.
Yeah.
Because they make fun of him and Ellen does all the work at home.
Right.
And makes fun of the fact that he doesn't take out the garbage. Listen, no. He's not the one out there mowing the lawn. Like, it ain't him.
Okay. He's toes up Cheetos.
Yeah, yeah. So I do, you do have to really love what that you see from that family, I think.
I would imagine most of their bonding over the years came from when Cal has breaks. And so they take breaks together, family time together, vacations. They're together for weeks at a time. And then he's gone the whole time. Because I can remember Ellen one time, he said something about the kids. And she goes, you mean my kids?
Yeah.
The ones I raised.
But I love that. Yeah. Alex Poitras was sitting right next to Ellen.
Ellen, yeah.
For the Northern Kentucky game.
Dennis is on the line. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, everybody. How are you on this true blue Sunday?
I know. I'm nervous. That's how I am.
What gets me is about this tournament is, and like pretty much every tournament, there's always these upsets. But yesterday took the cake. I watched the Gonzaga Northwestern game, and I'm seeing a team that was the laughing stock of the Big Ten for a long time. And on the verge of an upset, and yet you let a call slip by that really just like blew their chances out of the water. What do you guys think of that call? And should there have been a video replay on that?
Well, it was clear as day. I mean, if you're talking about indisputable evidence, Had they gone to the monitor there and looked at it, it was absolutely goaltending.
Well, how much time was left? Don't they only
see,
have 2 minutes left?
I don't know the rules at all
last 2 minutes
about what things you can look at and can't look at in any sport, really. I just rely on the announcers to tell me, like, you can't go back and look at that.
It was so heartbreaking for Northwestern, who really, they were on the verge of making a serious comeback.
Sure, and, yeah, they had made a mm-hmm. big comeback.
But I'm just like, you know, and then today, you know, we got UK and Wichita State. And to me, this is almost like a Final Four matchup in my eyes, because you got a team like Wichita State who remembers the pain that we put on them last time. And Kentucky trying to make a statement, like, these freshmen aren't afraid to go up against anybody. But I'm just hoping that, you know, UK seizes the moment. I think these kids like Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, they're not scared.
No.
And I think that's such a statement of the play that they have, the talent they have, and the team that we have. And I'm really hoping that, you know, it's going to be a good game, at least. I'm thinking that, you know, my bracket's already out the door, so, I mean, it's gone. But I'm just hoping that, you know, a play like that, as far as the Northwestern Gonzaga game, doesn't put a damper on the rest of the tournament.
I mean, it's the worst way to lose or to feel like you've lost. Now, certainly in that game, I mean, that's a huge turning point, but Northwestern's not guaranteed to win if they get that call right. Like, there was still enough time left, mm-hmm. and Gonzaga was playing well enough. So, it stinks because you would have liked to be able to have it play out better, but that didn't decide the whole game, I don't believe.
It's a momentum killer because they're down by five. If the call was in made right, they would have been down by three. Momentum was on their side, and who really knows what would have been the remainder of the game.
Correct. And that's what I don't want to happen with UK Wichita State.
But I don't
want there to be something that is out of the control of the players.
It was a clear blown call, but I don't know how you, if it's not within those rules of you can check it in the last 3 minutes or whatever it is, if it didn't fall in there, then I don't know how you can, what you can do.
It'll be one of those post-game things where they'll write a letter to the officiating committee.
They apologized.
Afterwards. Oh, did they? Oh, I didn't see that.
After the game, they issued a statement and apologized. And Collins was like, oh, yeah, well, I appreciate them issuing the apology. I feel better. That's what he said. He's like, I feel better.
Well, in the words of Forrest Gump, sorry for ruining your NCAA party. You guys have a good day.
All right,
thanks, Dennis.
All right, we got to take a break. 381-1313 is the number to call. When we come back, Al, you're up next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And this is Patrick, and we play in the Fallout Boy.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Car wreck, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Do you love advertising sales but want something more exciting with more income growth? LM Communications with 6 great radio stations may be the fit for you. We are looking for the right person that can call on local businesses and help them grow with marketing campaigns and promotions from LM radio stations. If you have at least 1 or 2 years of media sales experience with a proven track record of results, then we can offer you an exciting, fast-paced work environment with uncapped income potential. LM Communications, winner of the 2014 Small Business of the Year Award, is looking for a proven media sales professional. Send your resumes to dtrail@lmcomm.com or call Dawn at 859-233-1515. That's 859-233-1515 and ask for Dawn. It's time you take your media sales experience to the next level and get involved with the only locally owned and operated radio group in Lexington, LM Communications. LM Communications Radio Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
There's a storm brewing. a firestorm at Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar on 4th Street in Danville. Get ready to raise your game, because watching sports will never be the same. Finally, an interactive mobile sports app that puts you in the game. Fire Fan. Predict scores, call the plays in real time, compete with other players, and earn loyalty points. To play, download the free Fire Fan app now and enter the rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. That's rewards code PLAYDANVILLE. Play the game with Nellie Burton Steakhouse and Sports Bar in Danville and ignite your passion with Fire Fan.
The volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present America's favorite cowboy heroes, Grammy Award-winning Riders in the Sky.
Woody's Roundup, right here every day.
Riders in the Sky in concert at the amazing Thoroughbred Theater right here in Lexington, Saturday, April 22, for tickets 280-2218, presented by Hybrid Springwater and Hank 96.1.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
381-1313 if you want to get in here. Al is on the line. Good morning, Al.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Al.
Good.
One thing I want to commend Mary Jo on, I do appreciate the sports minutes that you give on your radio band. They're very informative and keep us UK fans up to date on the sports that take place in our community, and you do a great job at that.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate that very much.
Yes. But there's some things that I don't believe in. I don't believe in leprechauns, mermaids. Oh,
good thing you didn't say that 2 days ago.
But I do believe that the committee, some kind of way, have a favorable view of Duke University basketball. I think that Duke got a very favorable draw in the tournament. I think that Villanova got a terrible draw, and I think Kentucky got a terrible draw. I think Kentucky went in as the overall number two seed, had to play into Saturday morning. The most difficult tournament I've seen where kids had to play in the Saturday morning. Dan Reefer was back in the day when kids had to play the Sweet 16 at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, and the winners would have to play Saturday night. That was tough on kids.
But yeah,
John Calipari was tough on his kids. Well, I do know kids stay up late night, but I know me and Cal's the same age, and it's tough on older guys to stay up in the wee hours of the morning. Whereas Duke played late Friday, and then they get to play at 8 o'clock today. Kentucky gets to play at 2 o'clock, and I just think that there's people out there that have a favorable stance when it comes to Duke University and North Carolina basketball, that they may want those two teams to play in the NCAA tournament. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory, but that's just my opinion, and I would like for you to share y'all's opinion with your listening audience.
I think John Wall echoed your opinions this week.
Yeah, he said Duke always gets the easiest path. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Easiest draw.
And then, of course, the lone one seed that has gone down thus far is the one seed in Duke's bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the committee doesn't have, you know, can't determine that, but it just so happens now that Duke, that I feel like, has a pretty, you know, easy run to the Final Four now.
Well, it just feels like Duke never can do any wrong. Like Coach K is the greatest, and I mean, they have so many supporters. But I mean, to be fair, Kentucky has a ton of support on ESPN. There are very few people who take shots at Kentucky. I mean, Jay Billis is in ESPN's, I mean, in Kentucky's corner.
Seth Greenberg, I feel
Seth
like, is
Greenberg,
pretty fair to Kentucky.
Big time,
yeah,
is for
Coach
Cal. I think
Jason Williams is too.
Yep, Williams, and he's a Dookie, and Andy Katz is. He doesn't come out against them. Dickie V loves them all.
It does certainly seem like Duke really does
get all the breaks.
Preferential treatment, yeah.
Well, and then North Carolina, I mean, if Kentucky had the scandal that they've had, I mean, they just keep delaying it and delaying it and delaying it. And
I feel like just hoping that it'll go away and people will just forget it even happened.
Which,
well,
it's horrible.
They would have NCAA forensic trucks down here, you know, looking looking for, you know, stuff. And then one other thing, real quick, and I know you got other callers, is that the Christian Leighton shot against us in 1992. It only sent Duke to the final, which Chris Jenkins' shot against North Carolina allowed them to win the final, and his clip is always second to the Christian Leighton shot. When that should, it should be replaced when they talk about the chronology of the NCAA tournament. That's taken over top of Christian Leighton's shot, and yet it is still second when you see the talking about the tournament. You know, the, you show shots of Jim Vibano, and you show.
Yeah, it's always the one. It's always the one. I mean,
they could just stop showing it altogether for all I care.
But they're going to because of everything that it represented. It was a Kentucky team that wasn't supposed to be there, coming off probation. Super underdogs, but still a big name in college basketball. And
now it's just so iconic. Yeah, I mean, it's so many years now.
And Duke,
the Chris Jenkins shot was just last year.
And I saw someone, some people on Twitter, you know, mention Kentucky's obsession with Duke. Like, Duke doesn't even care about Kentucky, doesn't think about Kentucky twice. Whereas Kentucky is always. Oh, Duke this. Oh, Duke that. Oh, I mean, just like you said, you called and said Duke seems to get a favorable path every time. Like, no Duke fan is calling any radio station going, well, Kentucky sure got a hard one, or I feel like Kentucky gets all the bad. They don't
care. Because we never get the easy path. What do they have to say about it?
But part of that is every single NCAA tournament, they replay Christian Leitner for 3 weeks beating Kentucky.
Yeah.
And that was Kentucky's unforgettables. Their names hang in the rafters. It was such an important team, and they were so close. Like, let me tell you, I was at the Sweet 16 this week. I'm on the floor shooting, and I see Sean Woods walks by. When I see him, my first thought was, he's unforgettable, you know, has a banner hanging in the rafters. And then I started to think about, oh, yeah, that's right, Morehead State named a new coach, and Preston Spradlin, by the way. Big congrats to him. Great guy.
He deserved it.
Yeah. But, you know, Sean Woods is iconic just for that. And so there's the obsession. It's the Leitner shot. I mean, it's that obsession because of that.
And nobody remembers outside of the state of Kentucky who hit the shot before Leitner, just like when they replayed the Chris Jenkins thing. I've totally forgotten Marcus Page's name.
Yeah.
And how he was brilliant in that game last year and hit that huge shot right before
absolutely
the game winner.
Yeah.
And it was this, the same scenario.
Mary Jo, what's your pick on the, what's your takeaways on today's game, and what's your score between Kentucky and Wichita State?
Man, Al, I am so nervous about this game, and I'll tell you what makes me even more nervous is, like, I got to watch this Louisville Michigan game beforehand with my Louisville fan husband. And if they come out and dominate, Louisville does, then I'm going to be even more nervous that Kentucky wouldn't win. But I guess I'm not going to pick Kentucky to lose. But I do think this will be very close. I'm going to say 77-75 Kentucky.
I think so, too. And I think that Michigan is riding on the similar emotions as the Hype Gather story. And I think that they'll beat Louisville in a squeaker in overtime, and you know, I hope the Wolverines do good in the tournament because of the situation that we all read about. I enjoy y'all's show, enjoy your weekend, enjoy the game.
Thank you so much, Al. Yeah, it's like a double edged sword with this Michigan thing, right? Are they going to just at some point be out of gas? I mean, they hit so many threes against Oklahoma State, and still only won by a point.
Yeah, Pitino's going to have them. He's going to have them going.
But then this is the time of the year where you're like, all you got to do is get hot for a few games.
Yeah.
And Michigan has certainly done that. Like, they have. I counted them out the last three games of the Big Ten tournament. And they just kept winning, and they kept winning, and then they won it. So, I don't know. I need Michigan to win. I need.
You need Kentucky to win. I just don't see Kentucky going out on the first weekend 2 years in a row under Cal. That just doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right.
Calipari's teams Memphis. I mean,
look, we're 30-5. This is a good. Yeah. We shouldn't have this much like anxiety and consternation heading into this game.
Consternation. I don't know, Mary Jo. Wichita State, they just got that bravado about them. Like, they're like Swaggy Cal walking into the place, Vince McMahon-like.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to come in here.
They are.
We're going to shut that down. You ain't nothing special. I'm sick of hearing Kentucky this, Kentucky
so
that.
So we have all these, like, ex-players who are all swaggy.
Yeah.
We've got the Julius Randle swag, the Willie Cauley-Stein swag, the Carl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, they're all tweeting their swagginess. Maybe that's what it is that's missing with these guys.
I can't call it. I don't know. I mean, I think Kentucky
wins. Do you want
wins,
the man bun back? Like, do you think that has anything to do with it? Not Josh. No. De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, no. That thing was hideous. No, do not ever wear that again. It looked like a mop. That thing was horrible. Because he's so spindly anyway, you know? He's such a thin guy.
Spindly.
And he's got that big old, it's just mop looking. It's just, no.
I kind of liked it.
I did not like it at all. It looked like just.
No, it didn't look like you, Josh. It didn't even resemble not one little thing about you.
It looked like making a trip to the convenience store Saturday morning real quick. Like, I'm just going to put it up. I'm just going to go out here real quick. I'll be right back. I'm still wearing my slippers and pajama pants. That's what it looked like. I appreciate the effort that goes into making it look a little.
I love it the way it is. I'm just trying to think of, like, what.
What it could be.
Isaac Humphries
needs to score today.
Yeah, we need some swag, though.
Isaac Humphries absolutely has to score today. Do you think. I mean, is
I
Isaac
think we're
Humphries
undefeated when Derek Willis flexes his muscles. I do think that, too.
Undefeated since he got engaged.
Yeah.
That, too. Do you think Isaac Humphries is back next year?
I would like for him to be because there are so many guys gone. Mm-hmm. Like, we're losing, like, what, 8?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? 7?
Well, the 3, Bam, Fox, and
Monk. And then the 3 seniors.
The 3 seniors. Plus, is Winion going?
No, he shouldn't.
He might. Because they're so high on his skill level and ability. Scalabissier, he shouldn't have gone, right? Look at him.
Well, no. Obviously, it wasn't a mistake for him because he is he's going nuts.
They see the same stuff in Winion,
gosh,
I think.
I don't see the same stuff yet. But I think Briscoe is gone.
Oh, yeah. Briscoe. There you go. Forgot about. And then.
So that's 7 for sure.
Is Sasha Kalia Jones gone? He hasn't played a lick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny when Charles Barkley made that 5 McDonald's All-Americans versus 5 guys who eat McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put the picture up of Sasha Kalia Jones as one of the 5. Like, oh, I forgot. Forgot all about that.
Yeah.
But the name of my bracket in my friend's bracket challenge is Mary Jo Kalia Ford. So I'm hoping that.
That inspiration.
That. He inspires, yeah.
All right, we're talking Sweet 16 high school basketball state tournament. The championship is today. It's been a fun week out there.
And a great semifinal night.
And we'll talk to a guy who's been there all week, Lexington Herald Leaders Josh Moore, next on the Dana Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's basketball season. It's the Cellar Season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game Day Specials, all NCAA basketball on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
It's a new day, a fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound
thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. Because nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
The action heats up at Lexington's number one place to watch college sports, Pazzo's Pizza Pub. Catch all the action on Pazzo's Pizza Pub's 27 TVs and three giant projectors while feasting on the best hand-tossed pizza in the Bluegrass. 47 beers on tap and the largest draft selection in Central Kentucky, Pazzo's Pizza Pub has something for everyone. Pazzo's Pizza Pub, celebrating 17 years of pouring craft beer. Pazzo's Pizza Pub, on limestone across from campus, or find us on the web at pazzospizzapub.com.
NCAA Tournament action on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 is brought to you by Zucker. Play, earn, save.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, but I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands,
dirty hands. I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit ForThePeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Offices, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, we're going to switch and talk high school basketball now. The state championship Sweet 16 tournament over at Rupp Arena this week started on Wednesday. First round Wednesday and Thursday. Quarterfinals Friday. The first round was not so much. One overtime game. The rest of them decided by double digits. The quarterfinals, if you just looked at the score between Bowling Green and Scott County, you would think that wasn't a good game. It was an excellent game. It just got away late in the last 5 minutes or so. And then that night, Fern Creek Ballard was amazing. But the game of the tournament so far probably has to be Bowling Green, Covington Scott, in last night's semifinal. Here to talk about it and all things Sweet 16, Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How are you doing this morning?
We are great. Just talk a little bit about the atmosphere, the last few minutes of that game between Bowling Green and Scott. And I think Jake Omer was certainly the darling of the tournament. And just kind of talk about, walk us through the emotion and the atmosphere of those last couple minutes.
Oh, it was incredible. I mean, what was so awesome about it, you had Scott's not a small school. It's, they're a 4A school, so they're the smallest school left in the Final Four at that time. But they're not like a little mountain school from or a little Western Kentucky school that no one, knows much about.
Yeah.
But they're very much built that way. They're starting five. Nobody was over 6 foot. I don't think there's anybody on their team more than 6 feet tall, and they just kept grinding. And early in that game, it looked like they were toast. I mean, they went down 17-4, and it's like, okay, running clock might happen, and which would be a shame. But they put a good run together. But they kept scrapping and. And they were, lethal from beyond the arc, and it made that happen. And they had I won't say the best player in the tournament, but they definitely had the most exciting guy in the tournament. That was Jake Omer. Just an incredible performance from him. Missed a shot at the end to that would have won the
game. He had a pretty good look at it.
Yeah, no, and he said afterwards, he told, you know, Mike Fields and a couple other guys that they were, that he just short-armed it, that he should have, you know, had it. And he did kind of rush it a little bit, but, I mean, but even then, it still, it could have had a chance to bounce off the glass there. But yeah, the whole arena got behind him, unless you were wearing purple, which wasn't many, you know, from the sound of it, because I don't know what it is with Bowling Green, but they just don't travel too well to this thing.
Yeah. Semifinalists three of the last 4 years, right? And they still can't get folks to come over here.
Yeah, I mean, to have as great a team that they've had, and this is, you know, the kind of the culmination. This is, the, you would think, the year that, you know, if they're not winning it this year, then is it going to happen for them? But, you know, but ignoring that for a second, the whole arena gets behind Scott, and it's just, they take their first lead with a minute and a half left, and you think, they're going to make the finals. Like, it really felt that way. And then they kind of, they had a possession where they rushed and took a shot that they shouldn't have taken with, like, 45 seconds left. I don't know why they went up the floor and just really got away a little bit from what got them back in the game. And then, you know, the Bowling Green comes down, I think cuts it to one. And then that eighth grader, I mean, he's, you know, an incredible confidence by him to take a shot with about 20 seconds left to put them up, and, you know, it ended up being the game winner.
Yeah, Zion Harmon is who you're talking about, the eighth grader from Bowling Green.
Yeah.
He was one of the stories of the tournament. I can remember the first day I looked and asked somebody, because the kids were there, and I'm like, your kids? Not in school? And they're like, they wanted to see this eighth grader play. They had heard about him, you know, and he's the real deal. He's everything. I mean, he's a starter, and he is smooth as they come. But Jake Omer really, I mean, he stole the tournament as far as the story goes. Because Jake Omer, I hadn't really heard of him.
106 points in three games?
I had not really heard of him until he hit the game winner in the 10th region final against Campbell County. It's a corner shot. He's got a hand in his face. He kind of almost, it looks so forced, like he's almost trying to draw a foul at the same time. And it goes up right at the last second and goes in celebration. And then he comes in here, game one, 42 points and 17 rebounds. He's 6 feet tall. And in the second game, it's 32 points, I believe, and 8 rebounds. And then last night, 33 points and 8 rebounds. And he just has such great moves, and he hustles so hard. I mean, he just plays with every ounce of energy in his body. And he was really a joy to watch. I think people were treated to Jake Omer this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I was telling people that he was committed to Cumberland coming into the tournament. I don't know if he signed or anything, but he's at least committed. And you watch what he did this week and think, you know, no offense to Cumberland, but you think, how in the world does this kid not get some attention? You know, how are these in-state D1s not at least, you know, considering the possibility? I don't know if there's another issue with him or but as far as just playing, I mean, it seems like he could play with anybody.
Well, Rick Stansbury got to see him play a couple times, the WKU coach.
Yeah, so how about that? His son's on the Bowling Green bench.
Yeah.
He has an excuse to keep coming back.
Yeah.
And then we all kind of thought yesterday that Bowling Green would advance. You know, we all kind of thought that. I didn't see a game like that happening. But we all also kind of thought Fern Creek would advance. But I think you were on the Cooper train, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. So we did a little Facebook Live thing on earlier in the week. And, I told people I thought Bowling Green was my pick to win. But if I was to pick, you know, pick a championship matchup, that I was probably leaning towards Cooper coming out of the bottom bracket. And this was right after Fern Creek had played Hawktown, and they just looked, you know, incredible. I mean, it was like, whoa. But I've seen Cooper play a lot this year and play some good teams, and it's just in teams that you when you're looking at them, you think, how can those guys keep up with them? But they're just so committed to what they do defensively. And they're so committed to, you know, if they recognize we're out-athleted. Yeah, and they've got some athletes, but they're not, you know, they've not trotting out a starting five that could, you know, run with the Globetrotters or anything, you know.
Yeah.
It's a team, you know, that's just really disciplined. And you hear that a lot and think, okay, it's just a thing you say, but I've never seen a high school team that, you know, in at least in my time doing this, but, I mean, they are just so careful with the ball. I mean, I think they only had 6 turnovers yesterday against Fern Creek, who'd been, you know, causing some havoc while committing a lot of turnovers themselves. But you just watch what they do, and I think, I mean, they've got a chance. I like I said, I didn't pick them. You know, I'm not going to pick them, but it's not going to surprise me if they win this game, and if they do, it'd be something like 42-37.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they have a way of taking away athleticism on the other team with what they do. But Bowling Green, you talk about athleticism and talent. That D'Angelo Wilson, the point guard, he is just a mighty mite. He plays with a lot of hustle, very crafty with the ball, has good handles, able to get to the rim. We mentioned the eighth grader, Zion Harmon. He's a sight to see. He's just really good with the ball as well. Plays hard, can hit shots. And then Kyron Jones inside, he can give you 18 points as he did yesterday and 10 rebounds. He had 6 yesterday, but he just battles on the boards a ton. And then Terry Taylor, the Austin Peay signee, he's a beast. What is he, like 6'6"? And he's just cut, muscular, strong. He's got great post moves, crafty. He's a big rebounder. He had 26 and 12 yesterday. And then is it Jarius Key off the bench is big for them too.
Oh man, yeah.
So I mean, 1 through 6, these guys are tough.
Oh, for sure. And the thing about Taylor, you know, he's the Mr. Basketball candidate out there, and can spread the floor. I mean, he can nail the three, especially if he's wide open. So that gives he's going to be the difference if Bowling Green wins tonight. Or well, this afternoon, it'll be Taylor that's made the difference. He's averaged, I remember what he had yesterday, but I think he's averaging 20 points and like 12 boards through, through this thing. I mean, he's just having an incredible tournament. No team that's played them has really had an answer. I think Scott County probably guarded him the best just because they get up in people. So much, and they had the big size down low to at least kind of body him, and he still went off for like 20-10. So even given how good Cooper does is Cooper, it's hard for me to see them doing it's containing Taylor.
Yeah,
and that'll be fun to see how that plays out.
So you got Bowling Green today. I do have to ask you about Comic-Con. You've been at RUP now the past couple weekends. Is this right, Josh Moore?
Been spending a lot of time inside of the Lexington Center.
How was it?
Dressed a little differently this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Running around in Power Ranger pajamas. The movie comes out this week. I'm so excited. Bought my tickets, got a date lined up. It's just going to
be a good. You got an 18-wheeler ready to go? we know how you roll, Josh Moore.
Oh, man.
If only.
If only. Hashtag if only.
Well, smuggle out as much as that chocolate peanut butter milk as you possibly can.
Oh, I know. I'm with you, Dan. They need to put that stuff on. I've never seen that stuff in stores, but it's delicious.
I will tell you. So my son has been a ball boy there this week.
Yeah.
The whole week. Mm-hmm. And I asked him about the chocolate peanut butter milk. Like, how amazing is it? He told me it was gross.
What?
He told me he thought it was gross. But he did say, you know what sounds weird but is really good? The salted caramel milk.
Yeah, that's good too.
He liked that one better.
I didn't even try that one. Because You know, I told you about the nutritional facts on the back of that bottle. It says there's two servings per bottle. So it's like 420 calories and 60 carbs and 60 grams of sugar. So knowing this, I'm trying to not eat as many sweets and, you know, so one a day. So if I'm going to have one of those a day, it ain't the salted caramel. I'm telling you.
I was telling you, Sam said it was good.
Yeah, and I, you know, just kind of on that note, I know that the UK game is going to be going up against this final, which is a unfortunate circumstance for the KHAA, but, you know, I'd like to encourage people to come out, because I do think this will be a good game this afternoon.
Now, did I hear that there is rumblings of moving things?
Yeah, that, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, between the girls and boys tournament, there's been scuttlebutt. Nothing, you know, official or on record or anything. People just kind of, you know, conjecture. But I think within the next couple of years, if the boys basketball season doesn't end, I would almost say the week going into the conference tournament, if not the week of the conference tournament, I would be very surprised, because I think there is a desire to get that done.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. Like, I think the KHAA, if it could, you know, just kind of wave a wand, would like to shorten all of its seasons. Like, if it was just in full control.
Yeah.
Obviously, those decisions are made by the coaches and a lot of people are involved. But I think all of the seasons would be shortened. I mean, you, like, with baseball, we've talked about this. You've got baseball going into June and school's been out 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's too much.
You know, but so I think that would be the biggest driving force. And then competing in the NCAA tournament is just tough. I mean,
yeah.
It is.
If you've got UK and Louisville playing this afternoon, or you go watch Cooper and Bowling Green, well, a lot more people have ties to Louisville and UK than they do Bowling Green and Cooper. Even if, I mean, you know, you're going to bring out fans who want to see the, you know, because both these teams would be first time champions. But your casual fans, you know, just aren't going to care that much.
Well, look, let me tell you, I almost canceled our high school show on Friday because we go on at 10:40 p.m., and my whole plan every year for the Sweet 16 is to do an entire recap of the Sweet 16, day one, day two, quarterfinals, and let you know that the semifinals are coming up and get you caught up on the entire week, a kind of a recap. But we're going on at 10:40.
That's right up against the UK game.
UK is playing. I know that there's nobody watching. I mean, you just know that it's hard to go up against Kentucky. So, and there was a great game going on, Fern Creek Ballard, you know, about the time Kentucky was tipping off. But it's just a shame. So I would be in favor of seeing it the week before the SEC tournament or the week of the SEC tournament. I mean, the week before, I think, would be best, but then you have to consider Kentucky's schedule and Rupp Arena usage and all that stuff. But I would definitely like to see him take it out of the first week of the NCAA tournament.
When you bring up the scheduling around UK would be difficult, but what I say to that is they've had to juggle a schedule for the finals of football around Westerns, you know, and that's not something they knew. They would know the UK game going in a few weeks in, for senior night and stuff. I mean, they would know that time, you know, well in advance. Yeah. You know, they wouldn't learn it 2 weeks before.
Right.
So that wouldn't be as difficult, I don't think. But, you know, what do I know? I just write.
What? He just rats. That's Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader, and that's his epitaph. I just rat. I just wrote.
Yeah. Josh, thanks a ton. Enjoy it today, and we appreciate your coverage. Great work, as always, all week and all season with the Sweet 16, 100 years of sweet memories. That stuff was great. And keep it up.
I appreciate it. It's been a great thing to be a part of. Thank you guys so much, and enjoy the games, all of them, this afternoon.
We will. Thanks, Josh. We've gotten to know him a little bit through having him on the show a bunch. He's a funny dude.
He is.
Yeah, he's a fun character.
We got to take a break. Back with more, one more segment, and then we have the UK pregame show coming up at 11 o'clock with Matthew Lawrence coming in here. And then when he's done, it's NCAA tournament basketball all day and all night.
All day and all night, baby.
Right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money.
Safe Auto believes car insurance should change your life for the better.
Today to take my lady on a date.
But some insurance punks had to go raise my rate.
I'm not one to whine, I'll make a smile from a frown.
Gonna call Safe Auto, cause it's time to get down.
So let Safe Auto give you a quote in 3 minutes that could save you 25% on car insurance. Don't pay more than you have to at safeauto.com.
Looking for great food with a range of unique flavors? There's only one place to go, Schlotzky's. We know this time of year can be a little blah. While most places boast frozen fried fish sandwiches, Schlotzky's is a lot more bold and a lot less fried. Whether you go inside or order at the drive-thru, Schlotzky's is the only place you'll find a variety of items for any diet. Right now, Schlotzky's is offering the shrimp original and tuna original for a limited time only. These seafood originals are just like the original original, but with seafood instead of meat. And they're just as filling. But these are only here for a limited time, so come and catch them while you can. There's one place you can go right now and keep everyone happy this time of year. Schlotzky's. With sandwiches like the Schlotzky original, a turkey and guac, or the shrimp original and tuna original for a limited time only, Schlotzky's. 1/4 mile south of the Fayette Mall. Schlotzky's. More options, less blah. Only at Schlotzky's.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So I say today, if Kentucky's going to win, Malik Monk, and you said this earlier, has to have a good game. 20 points, whatever. I think he's got to come out and step up today. Fox still has to play well. Briscoe still has to play well. Willis, Hawkins, I mean, Bam. But Monk, too. They need Monk as well.
Raindrop, drop top. We need Malik Monk's jump shot.
But over the last five games, Mark Story had a column on this in the Lexington Herald Leader. Good thing to read. 17 of 54 over the last five games. That's 31.5% is Malik Monk. 3 of 21 from 3. That's not even 15% over the last five games. So he is clearly in a shooting funk.
This is a dude that averaged for the entire season, averaged 21 points a game.
He led the SEC in three-point shooting this season.
So it's not like, you know, we're taking a decent sample size from this kid. He was the scoring leader in the conference.
And so now, five-game slump. Jerry Tipton of the Lexington Herald Leader asked Calipari about it yesterday. Here's what was said.
It's been several games. What do you see? Are defenses playing him differently? Or
no.
Is the confidence level not quite
well,
there?
Well, he didn't practice this week because of his lower back butt bruise, whatever you want to call it. So he didn't practice for 2 days. But I what I liked was that he took twos, he drove the ball, he made free throws, because you're not going to be on every game. So you just don't take 12 threes then. You're not on today. Get the ball to the basket, get fouled, take twos. He's a great two-point shooter. And they'll still play him to three because he could make seven in a row. You know, he's one of those ones you say, man, he's due. Let's just hope he's due. Come on. He's had about three games where he hadn't made some shots. So, but it's nice when you have Dom, when you have Derek, when you have Michael, that he doesn't have to make threes. He doesn't. Not for our team. De'Aaron Fox is making threes now. So if he does, it's great. If he doesn't, make sure you defend and rebound and take twos and get fouled and then we'll see if it's the next game. He'll break out at some point because he's too talented and he's got too much of a – he's got a great spirit about him.
Back in the back.
Yeah, he's due. Actually, I'm gonna take Cal to task a little bit on that. We do need him to hit from three.
Yeah.
Like, I just – that's part of who this team is when they're really good, is Malik Monk being a danger from the outside. We need it.
That's right. Thanks for listening this weekend to us. Keep on listening to ESPN Sports Radio 1300. UK pregame with Matthew Lawrence is next, and then NCAA tournament action all day, all night here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
March Madness.
Westwood One is your exclusive home for the NCAA tournament.
Ryan Archidiakono flips to Jenkins. Three for the win. It's good!